All right, so today we're taking a deep dive into something a little different.
Oh.
Yeah, we're looking at a children's story.
Okay.
And you know how we're always talking about these huge, overwhelming goals
Right.
and how to actually get started on them?
Yeah.
Well, this story, it's about a little train, and believe it or not,
Okay.
it actually has some pretty powerful insights about just that.
Interesting.
Like facing those challenges that just seem impossible. You know, the ones that make you want to just give up before you even begin.
Yeah, I think we've all felt that way at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like that feeling when you look at a project and your brain just goes, nope, not doing it.
Totally, yeah.
It's fascinating how these simple children's stories can really capture these universal feelings.
Right. Okay, so in this story, picture this little train,
Okay.
and it's at the very beginning of its track, like ready to start this big journey, but it's totally frozen in place.
Why?
Because it looks ahead and sees like mountains, valleys, these huge bridges. The whole journey just seems completely impossible, just insurmountable.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that feeling, you know, when you're just completely overwhelmed, there's actually a name for it.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, it's called cognitive overload.
Oh,
And it's
that.
like our brains, they're wired to avoid danger, right?
Yeah.
So when we come up against a task that seems just too big or too complicated, our brain's like, whoa, hold up, this is dangerous territory.
Like a defense mechanism.
Exactly. And it's this part of our brain, the amygdala, which is like our fear center.
Right.
It basically just slams on the brakes. It's
Interesting.
like imagine trying to like stuff 10 pounds of potatoes into a 5-pound sack. It just doesn't work. It's too much.
Right, it's overload.
Exactly, overload.
I see.
And you know what's funny? In the story, the little train actually says out loud,
What's that?
how can I ever travel such a long distance?
Ah.
It's like we've all been there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Staring at that blank page, needing to write a whole book.
Or that email you've been putting
Oh,
off.
yeah. Or like you finally decide to clean out your closet.
And it's just a disaster in there.
Total disaster. And you're just like, where do I even start?
Exactly.
But here's where the story gets really interesting. Because the train, it has this wise old conductor.
Okay.
And the conductor gives it some really simple advice.
What's that?
He says, don't worry about the whole journey. Just take the first step. The rest will unfold.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's simple but powerful.
It really is. Have you ever noticed how when you have something you need to do, but you haven't started it yet, it just kind of sticks in your mind?
Oh, yeah, it's like it takes up space in there,
Totally.
and you can't stop thinking about it.
Exactly. And there's this psychological thing called the Zeigarnik effect,
Okay.
which basically says our brains are like programmed to remember unfinished things.
Like open loops.
Yeah, exactly. So by taking that first step, even a small one, you're not only starting to move forward, but you're also like quieting that mental chatter.
Relieving some pressure.
Exactly, relieving the pressure.
I like that.
So it's like instead of being stuck on pause,
Yeah.
you hit play and start moving.
Makes sense.
But I'm curious, isn't there a risk? Like, what if you just jump into action without any plan at all?
That's a good point. Planning is definitely important, but I think there's a balance.
Right there.
Because you can get stuck in overplanning too, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's called analysis paralysis,
Oh, I've heard of that.
where you spend so much time thinking and planning and analyzing that you never actually start doing anything.
You get stuck in your head.
Exactly. And sometimes the best way to figure things out is to just start, to take that first step and see what happens.
Like, learn as you go.
Exactly.
And you know what's really cool? In the story, as the little train starts moving,
Yeah.
the path ahead actually starts to become clearer.
Oh, that's a nice touch.
It's like it couldn't see where it was going until it started moving.
That's a great metaphor.
Right. And it makes me think of like when you start working on a project
Yeah.
and suddenly new ideas just pop up.
Or you find resources you didn't even know existed.
Exactly. Things you could never have imagined just sitting there thinking about it.
It's like you have to be in motion to see the way forward.
It's like that saying, you can't steer a parked car.
Exactly.
So to bring it back to the story, what I'm getting is, it's not about having the entire journey perfectly mapped out beforehand.
Right.
It's about taking that first step and then the next
Yeah.
and trusting that the path will become clearer as you go.
And you know what else happens with each step?
What's that?
You get a little boost of confidence,
Oh, that's true.
and that confidence fuels the next step, and so on.
It's like a positive feedback loop.
It is. It's called the progress principle,
Oh.
where even small wins can really contribute to our motivation and sense of accomplishment.
That makes a lot of sense.
And it keeps us going.
It does. I think this is such a powerful message for anyone who's feeling stuck or overwhelmed.
Yeah, definitely.
Remember the little train?
Just take that first step.
Exactly. And you know what? I want to hear from our listeners.
Yeah.
Think about a goal that you've been putting off, something that seems really daunting.
Yeah.
What's one small step, just one thing you can do today to get started?
Doesn't have to be huge.
No, even something tiny.
Like outlining one chapter.
Yeah, or cleaning out one drawer.
Or just writing down the steps you need to take.
Exactly.
Anything to get the ball rolling.
Anything to get you moving. Let us know what that first step is for you. We'd love to hear it.
We'd love to hear it.
All right, that's it for this deep dive.
Thanks for joining us.
And until next time, keep on chugging along.
Like the little train.
Like the little train.
Ah.